The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
You are seeking truth, am I right?
But how could you know that?
Because, you see, I am more than the sum of my parts.
Tellor, it's you.
You will retrieve the wand of Taldek for me. For if you do not, there is a heavy price to pay.
How did this start?
I honestly don't know.
Quickly, we have to wake the other guests. We have to get everyone out.
And now we continue our story.
Wake up! Everyone wake up! It's a fire! Come on! It's a fire! It's a fire! There's a fire! Everybody up! Come on! Come on! Get up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! The inn is on fire! The inn is on fire downstairs! Get a move on! Come on! Hurry! Hurry! Out! Out! Everybody out! Everybody out!
What's going on?
Get moving!
A fire, you say? What? Where?
Wake up! Everyone wake up! It's a fire! Divine, come on, get up! You have to wake up! The inn is on fire! We have to go!
Really? What are you saying?
Divine, wake up! We have to get out of here! The inn is on fire!
Oh, dram! Then let's go!
You are listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 6, The Broken Path, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Well, there you are, little sister.
And good morning to you too, Selena.
Father was wondering where you'd got to, and so was I, admittedly. I feared you had again left us.
I wouldn't leave without saying goodbye. Do you think so little of your baby sister?
I honestly don't know what to think of you, Rosa. You could have had everything in this world, and yet you chose to leave us. For what? Adventure? Gold? What? I simply don't understand.
I don't think you'd really understand it, even if I spent the next month explaining it to you, Selena.
So, you think I lack intelligence? It's nice to finally know just what you think of me.
You're putting words in my mouth. I never said you lacked intelligence. I just think...
What? Go on. Say it.
I just think you're stubborn, Selena. Too stubborn to even try to see my point of view.
I am trying, Rosa. So explain it to me now. Why did you leave your home? Your family, your tribe, your whole world?
The difference between you and I, Selena, is that you see the tribe as the whole world. But there's a whole world out there, Selena. A world I always wanted to see for myself.
Okay, now that you've seen some of it, what do you think? Is it better than here?
It's not about it being better than here. It's about me being free out there. Free to choose my own path. Free to explore the world around us. To taste the flavor of life. To see the magic in the world. To solve the mysteries that exist all around us. To learn. To live. to not feel tied down. That's what it's like for me growing up here, Selena. Like I was tied down.
It's called responsibility, little sister. If you choose to see it as being tied down, then you've chosen to blind yourself, to simply ignore the truth.
I think the truth is something you have trouble with, sister dear.
Don't judge me, Rosa. Don't you dare.
But you've judged me my whole life. Why is it okay for you and not me?
Oh, you're twisting my words.
Am I?
Look, enough of this. It's an old argument, Rosa. Why don't you take a good look around? Look at your village. See our people. Talk to them. Take a moment and see what you've been missing while you've been out there solving the mysteries of the world. There are mysteries needing to be solved right here, Rosa. All you need to do is open your eyes.
Fine. I'll take time to look around, to see things, and to talk to our people. I'll do as you say. But it won't change who I am or what I want out of this life.
Then there's nothing more for me to say. You're simply choosing to remain stubborn and selfish.
No, my sister. I'm choosing to simply be me. I wish you could see that.
All I can see is that I've wasted my breath on you, as always.
Oh, brother. Well, that went well, huh? Welcome home, Rosa.
Come along, Rast. We're about ready to...
Oh, hello, Mr. Redhawk. Didn't see you come in.
Obviously. Is there something you want to tell me about?
Oh, you saw, didn't you?
Saw you magically transform from a small little fellow into that of Rast? Yes, perhaps you could do that trick again, only in reverse.
Well, bless me beard and me long, long nose. What the devil was that?
I was afraid something like this might happen. Sooner or later.
That you would get caught, you mean?
It's an imposter, then!
So it seems, Greybeard. A shapeshifter.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
I should get the others!
Please don't. I can explain.
Yes, I think you should.
Too right, he should. And the explanation better be a damn good one.
I'm sure it will. Let's give this little fellow a chance, eh, Greybeard?
We're waiting, Shorty.
Ask me anything. I'll answer honestly.
Would you mind telling us what exactly you are? And what this is all about? And if your name really is Rast?
It's Nyx, actually. Not Rast at all. And I'm what's known as a Chandler.
Never heard of him.
I'm not surprised. My people live a very long way away from these lands.
I see. So... your people have a natural ability for changing their appearance.
Yes. We can transmute many forms of matter, including our own.
Speak plain, won't you?
My people have the natural ability to change our form into many forms, made up of many types of materials.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling us that you can change yourself into whatever you think? Like gold, water, sand, or... anything?
Virtually anything, yes. My people are a naturally curious and adventurous lot. We're sort of explorers, if you will. Look, I must apologize, for you see, I've been impersonating Rast for quite some time.
Unbelievable! What devilry is this?
Steady on, Greybeard. Now, I wonder, for how long have you been impersonating Rast exactly?
Since Terse.
As long as that?
Well, you see, I met Rast at the Terse Inn. I heard him speaking to you and your friends. I was intrigued about the adventures you have and wanted to go on one myself. As I said, my people are naturally curious and adventurous. I came out of mere curiosity and to seek new adventures. I thought your small band of adventure seekers looked interesting.
Oh, excuse me. I do beg your pardon. I didn't see you there.
Oh, it's all right. It was all my fault. I should have been looking where you were coming.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say.
No, not at all. In fact, you really should allow me to buy you a drink or something. Indeed, you should.
Well, that's all right, really. I'm on my way somewhere at the moment, and I'm afraid I may be late.
You're going to meet friends, eh?
Oh, how did you know that? Come to think of it, you do look a bit familiar.
I should. I was sitting next to you in the Terse Inn just the other day, when your friends intervened to help you out of a jam. Yes, I know all about you, Rest. What a fascinating fellow you are. Oh, yes, I know you.
Oh, yes, I see. I mean, you do? And you are...
My name is Nix, and I couldn't help but overhear your fascinating conversation with your friends back at the inn. It sounds like they're heading for some exciting adventures.
Yes, I suppose they could be. Yes.
That sounds lovely. Dangerous, but lovely.
Dangerous, you say? I never really thought of that.
Oh, have I put you off? If so, I'm terribly sorry. Here, let me offer you a toffee sweet.
Oh, I love toffee sweets. Oh, thank you very much.
Don't mention it, Rast. Just eat up and enjoy.
Oh, that is lovely. Oh, but it does go right to your head, doesn't it?
Oh, steady on, chum. I'll help steady you back on your feet.
I do beg your pardon. I took a funny turn there.
I can see that. Well now, how about I help you into this little shop where you can have a little lie down for a bit, eh?
Well, I suppose so. Maybe for the best.
Yes, indeed. For the best. This way, my lad. Steady on now.
So you just assumed your way into our company by taking on Rast's appearance?
Essentially, yes.
Tain't proper. You should have come to us honest-like.
I do apologize, because I assumed you'd fear me and therefore not have me.
You could be right there, laddie.
Look, I'm very sorry for deceiving you. My people are of a private nature. We don't generally reveal what we are, or the nature of our abilities. It's merely out of fear that we'd be... exploited. Do you see?
I think I can see it from your point of view, Mr. Nix.
What? You're taking this little fella's side now, Master Redhawk?
It's not a question of taking sides, Greybeard. I can just open my mind to see it from his point of view. You see, I've traveled quite far and wide and met a wide variety of people from all walks of life. Every group of people, every culture has its ways, its beliefs, and even its fears. And knowing the nature of some on the path... I can see a need for some discretion.
You are a wise man, Fitz Redhawk. I appreciate the fact that you can put yourself in the minds of others to see their point of view.
Well, it still seems improper to me, and I'm not sure how the rest of the group is going to feel about it.
I understand your feelings, Greybeard, and I suspect the others will not be happy with the way I've conducted myself. I can only apologize, but if it is the will of the group, and if I may be allowed some pardon... I'll simply part ways with the company and be on my way.
Aye, that may be for the best.
Let us not be hasty, eh, Greybeard?
You don't mean to say you trust this little fella and want him to come along with us.
I can't see that he means any harm. I mean, he's had ample opportunity to cause harm, if indeed that was his intent. And I can see there being certain advantages to having someone with his abilities on this journey. Not that we'd take unfair advantage of you, Mr. Nix. You'd be rewarded for your services, the same as everyone else on this... quest.
That is most kind of you, Mr. Redhawk. And if you please, it's simply Nix.
Of course. And I'm simply Fitz. Now, All that I've proposed is, of course, subject to the rest of the group agreeing, which means I shall have to have a word with Rosa and the others about it, and then perhaps we shall have to take a vote.
I'll humbly go along with whatever the group decides.
Come in! Yes. Well, don't just stand there. Who are you and what do you want?
Oh, I beg your pardon. My name is Rust, my lady, and I've brought a message for you.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so you're the new messenger boy that old Billy Barclay hired, aren't you?
Well, I'm not a boy, but, well, that is to say, I am a boy, but a grown-up one. Sort of. But yes, I am the new messenger boy. Good old Mr. Barker was kind enough to give me a job, and after Lord Terrible let me go after so many years of loyal service, I really needed one.
Look, I don't need your life story, thank you. Just, you know, deliver the message. I assume you have one.
Oh, yes. Here it is, m'lady.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. I just knew that Bertram Fenton would screw things up. He always does. Didn't I say he would, Edgar?
Oh, that was very funny. Not very kind, but quite funny.
Well, I agree with you, Edgar, of course, but this message doesn't help my mood any. The Emperor has seen fit to take an interest in recent events here in Terse concerning the Council of Mages, and, he's sending that dog's body of his, her precious self, Viscountess Gwyneth Trelgort, ahead of a visit to Terse. So she'll get her nose into everything, you know? Especially up my skirt. Not in a good way.
Ooh, naughty, naughty! Oh, Edgar, you are clever! Even if you are a little scamp!
Hang on a minute. Are you trying to tell me you understood what Edgar said?
It is a nice day out, yes, quite sunny and bright. Oh, that's funny. I like that.
Well, what do you know? You have the gift too, Rast.
Gift? What gift?
Well, yes, Edgar, I've been thinking of taking on a new assistant. I suppose it'd be worth a try. What do you say, Rast? Would you consider leaving the thrilling world of messaging behind to come and work for little old me?
Well, what an opportunity. I certainly have the experience, having worked for Lord Terrible back in Baronhurst.
Lord Terrible, you say? Of the Baronhurst Terrible.
Yes, I was his personal assistant for years, until he let me go, of course. It's still a bit of a sore point.
I know the family. Wretched people.
Quite. But I could see myself doing that sort of work again. I had considered adventuring. In fact, I hooked up with a group of adventurers and was sure they'd let me tag along with them. But sadly, it wasn't to be. I fell asleep in the street one day, you see, and woke up in the back of a strange shop and found that 2 whole days had passed and the adventurers were long gone. I'd missed my chance. Oh, well.
So, you'll take the job then?
Oh, why not? I'm not much for this messaging thing. Too much running about. When may I start?
No time like the present. Go on, fetch me a mug of tea. And mind you put something strong in it. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those days.
As you like, my lady. Coming right up.
Yeah, I agree, Edgar. Yeah, I think Rast will work out perfectly fine. And well, it means that I won't have to go through the tedium of interviewing loads of people that I'd ultimately be disappointed by. Yeah, despite everything, this day is turning out to be not such a bad day after all. But still, that witch is coming to Terse, and that doesn't help my mood at all.
It's gone. I can't believe it. The inn has burnt down to the ground.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Fontaine.
Why should you be sorry, Miss Fairheart? You didn't start the fire.
No. I didn't.
We're right sorry that nothing could be saved, Bryce.
Yes, we are very saddened for the loss of your business.
It was more than my business. It was my home. It was, well, everything. I came here many years ago with a plan, a dream, and now that dream is nothing more than a smoldering pile of ashes.
'Tis unfortunate.
What will you do now, Bryce?
I'm not sure. I have an uncle that lives in the village of Brandon. It's not too far away. I suppose I'll have to wander up that way and see if he has a place for me. He owns a mill there.
Millwork is a fine trade.
Yes. Nothing wrong with it, I suppose. It's just so basic. Well, I suppose beggars can't be choosers, can they?
Oh, you poor fellow. My heart sinks for you.
We all feel free, Mr. Fontaine. I'm so sorry.
No need. That is to say, I prefer no ill feelings. After all, I started with nothing but a dream, coming back from the wars, and I managed to build this place. Perhaps in time, I can rebuild. Yes, in fact, that is my intent. Someday, hopefully, you lot will pass this way again, and should that day come, you will find the new and improved inn of the Broken Path where the old one stood.
Might take time.
Time worth spending, mind.
Yes, indeed. But I have no doubts you'll manage to succeed, Bryce, old lad. Have faith.
You know, Blondo, I do have faith.
That's the spirit.
Well, a positive attitude does finish many tasks.
True words, Plop.
I want to thank you kind folks for the positive words. I should head off towards Grandin now. It will only take the better part of a day to walk there.
Mr. Fontaine, please do take care on the path.
I certainly will, Miss Fairheart. And you be sure to take care of your friend. I must admit to taking a bit of a shine to Miss Devine. And if my fortunes were better, I may have made a proposal to her. If you know what I mean.
Oh, ho, ho! I knew it! I just knew you had eyes for Miss Divine.
Who wouldn't? She's quite a lady. But it seems fate has chosen a different path for me.
Perhaps, lad, perhaps. But maybe you'll find that fate has a better plan for you in the end.
Perhaps, Blondo. We'll see. But in the meantime, farewell, my friends. Stay safe and true on the path.
And may the path lead you to gold, Mr. Bryce.
Amen to that.
So, where are you and Miss Divine bound now, Miss Lily?
Once she's woken up and I'm sure she's okay to travel, we'll... I'm not sure. Try and find a settlement near here. And seek the person we came here to find.
And who might that be, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no. No, it's fine. We came here looking for someone named Harrow.
Harrow, you say?
Yes. You know who that is?
I think I do. I've only heard tales, mind you.
Oh, stop being so cryptic, Blondo.
I wasn't being so on purpose.
Just tell her what you know, and then we'll help her find this Harrow. After all, it's the least we can do. I mean, we can hardly send two young women off the path alone in parts unfamiliar to them, now can we?
Wouldn't be proper.
Well, of course not. I mean, yes, we can help. But I don't know much about this mysterious Harrow, except that they say he has the sight.
The sight?
Yes, he has the second sight. He's a seer. A fortune teller of some kind. When we visited that inn up in Fern Hollow there, some folk mentioned a seer named Harrow, as I recall. Unless I was mistaken, of course.
Then you don't really know.
Now don't go looking so downtrodden, my girl. I'm quite certain that was the name given. Pretty certain. Nevertheless, we'll take you to Fern Hollow and see what we can see, eh?
That would be most generous of you. Thank you.
It's the least we can do, you poor love. I mean, it's been such a tragically trying day. We'll help you if we can.
Thank you. And if we do find this Harrow, maybe he'll lead us to what we seek.
Oh, sounds like Lily has a secret.
Unfortunately, I have a few. None that I would want to have, mind you. Oh, how I wish my Uncle Waldo were here. Perhaps I should have met with him before I left Terse and asked him to help me out on this journey.
Just a moment. Did you say Waldo? Forgive me, but you couldn't possibly mean old Waldo Riddendorf, could you?
You know my Uncle Waldo?
Indeed I do. A mage of some little standing. Why, not more than a few months back we sought Freaky Fudge together. Oh, now that was quite an adventure, and provided many laughs. Oh my, to think I'd be helping Waldo Riddendorf's young niece on her own quest. The fates work in amazingly mysterious ways, do they not?
You have been listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3, The Journey Continues, Chapter 6, The Broken Path, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Tanya Milovich as Lily, Wayne Hayward as Blondo, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Fiona, Shannon Lowry as Divine, Rachel Rumler as Selena Dernhelm, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Persephone Rose as Fitz Red Hawk, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Gareth Severn as Nyx, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Edward the Cat as himself, Daryl Looney as Bryce Fontaine, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Plop. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music in this program was provided by Kevin McLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Row Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. You can email us with any of your comments or questions at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 7, coming your way next time. Please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.